From Washington, this is VOA News. Police say Indian girls were found hanged after a gang rape, and U.S. measles cases hit a 20-year high. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. In northern India, two teenage girls have been found hanging from a tree after allegedly being gang raped. One person has been arrested in connection with the brutal attack, which has once again turned the focus on crimes against women. Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi.
The crime took place in a remote village in Uttar Pradesh state, a region where law and order has always been poor. The 14 and 15-year-old cousins disappeared from the fields near their home in Badaun district. They were later found hanging from a mango tree in an orchard early Wednesday. Their brother said that they had gone out because there was no toilet in their house. They were from a poor, low-caste family. Police said the girls had been gang-raped and strangled. One man was detained on Thursday after a day of angry protests by villagers who stood under the tree demanding justice. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine have shot down a Ukrainian military helicopter, killing at least 12 government troops, including a general. The country's acting president told parliament today that 14 servicemen were killed when terrorists used a shoulder-launched missile to down the helicopter near the separatist-held city of Slavyansk. Among those killed was a general who is the head of the Ukrainian National Guard's Directorate for Combat and Special Training. U.S. government public health officials say the number of measles cases in the United States has hit a record high for any year since the childhood illness was eradicated in the country in 2000. As of May 23rd, the number of confirmed cases stood at 288, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia. It's believed travelers picked up the disease in the Philippines and it spread to unvaccinated individuals and a number of U.S. communities. The Philippines has been experiencing a large measles outbreak since October of last year. Australian authorities have concluded that a missing Malaysian airliner did not crash in the area of the southern Indian Ocean where electronic signals were detected last month. They reached that conclusion following the final mission of a miniature unmanned submarine that was scanning the ocean floor off the southwest coast of Australia. Warren Truss is Australia's Deputy Prime Minister.
The search for MH370 continues, but now it has to move into a different phase. There is an extensive review being undertaken of the data, and that review will also be peer reviewed, so we can be absolutely certain that any information of importance is identified and then able to be followed through.
In a statement, the Joint Agency Coordination Center said the Australian Transport Safety Board has made a professional judgment that the area can now be discounted as the final resting place of the Malaysia Airlines flight. The U.S. economy contracted in the first 3 months of this year, battered even more than first thought by an unusually harsh winter. The government said today the world's largest economy dropped at an annual rate of 1% in the January to March period. It's the first downturn in 3 years. Former Egyptian army chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has won a landslide victory in his presidential bid. Preliminary results from the three-day vote, which ended Wednesday, gave Sisi more than 93% of the ballots cast. The leaders of Russia, Belarus, and Kazakhstan have signed an agreement to create an alliance for free trade and coordinating important economic policies. The pact was signed at a ceremony today in Kazakhstan's capital. The union builds on existing customs union among the three countries. It's known as a Eurasian Economic Union. The Vatican has set June 8th as the day Pope Francis will host the Israeli-Palestinian presidents in a prayer for peace. Shimon Peres and Mahmoud Abbas accepted the Pope's invitation to a joint prayer meeting when Francis visited the Middle East earlier this week. A Russian Soyuz rocket carrying a three-man multinational crew arrived at the International Space Station. The American astronaut, a Russian cosmonaut, and a German were among those that docked early this morning. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.